You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is John chapter 8, verse 34 to 36. Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." There are very few times that Jesus used the word verily, verily. Most times he speaks without that emphasis. And whatever he says without that emphasis does not in any way reduce in weight nor in seriousness. However, there are matters that Jesus chose to stress for us. One of such matters is the issue of sin. He said, "Verily, verily, I, Jesus, I am telling you." This is not the opinion of your pastor. This has nothing to do with the opinion of your denomination, the opinion of your church, or one book that you have read. This is Jesus. "Whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin." The question I want to ask you is this: who is your master? Who is the master of your life? Anybody that commits sin is a servant of sin. Sin is a master. Sin is not a friend. You see, you can get tired of your friend and say, "I'm not interested in our friendship again." But you don't do that to your Lord. You don't do that to your master. You do your master's bidding. So that's why when sin is your master, he makes you do what you don't want to do. When he wants a man to leave his wife and go into adultery, sin will step in and say, "Look at that other woman. I need you to be intimate with her. Move out of your house. Go and get another house and stay with that woman." You have no choice. You will obey it because it's your master. If he wants you to tell lie, you will do it. Even when you have made up your mind, say, "I will never lie again." Your vow has nothing to do with your master. Sin will ensure you do whatever it wants you to do. That's why it's a master. That's why you don't play with sin. You don't sin and say, "Let me just go and try it a little. At least I will repent and come out of it." If sin were not a master, maybe you could have done that. But sin is a master. Once you come to it, it takes over. It holds you captive. The things you say you don't want to do, you keep doing it. You may pray and say, "Lord, I will never be angry again. This is the last day I'm going to get angry." I'm telling you, the following day, you might get angry so much and say things that you will not believe that you are saying. You can take actions you don't want to do. Why? Sin is a master. It doesn't let you go. Sin is like Pharaoh. It will not allow you to go easily. Whosoever commits sin is a servant of sin. Are you living in sin? I'm telling you, you are a servant of sin. So how can you be a servant of sin and then you are praying and expecting all the graciousness of the Lord? You are serving sin. You are not serving God. Did you know that every man can either serve God or sin? Every man on earth, they are either serving God or sin. Some of them may say, I'm serving government. I'm serving humanity. It's a lie. If you are not serving God, you are serving sin. There is no third option in spiritual things. In spiritual realm, there is either light or darkness. There is no in-between. There is no gray area. You are either up or you are down. You are either for God or you are for the devil. There is no middle way. That's why Jesus said, "If you are not with me, you are against me." You don't need to actively say, "I'm going to be against Jesus." But as long as you are not with him, as long as you don't gather with him, you are scattering whatever he's doing. Because there is no second, there is no third option. There are always only two options. In life, you are either serving God or you are serving sin. There are people in churches today, they are serving sin and they think they are serving God. Please take note of the word of Jesus. Whosoever commits sin is a servant of sin. You know, but he says something in verse 33. He said, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." The problem is that you have been trying to make yourself free. you have been saying to yourself, I will not do it again. God did not call you to come and stop sinning in your own power. God calls you to deliver you from sin. You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall deliver his people from their sin. The reason why there is a need for a deliverer is because we can't deliver ourselves from this master. Sin is a tyrant. Sin is going to lay hold on you very strongly. So the only thing that can get you out is another person with power who can come and take you. That's why there is freedom from sin. You know, you may have experienced sin for so long that you believe that nobody can do without it. That's the problem. People have so much experienced sin and struggle with sin that when you tell them that you can be dead to sin, it sounds like you are proud. It sounds like wishful thinking. But Jesus said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, he didn't say you shall be free gradually. He didn't say, well, you will have some form of relief. Maybe it is adultery. It will now reduce to only lying and fornication, only envy and jealousy. No, he said, you shall be free indeed. That's why the Bible said that you are dead to sin indeed. That's why Jesus is capable. That's what he came to do. Today I counsel you, if you are a servant of sin, exchange master today. There is a master that is called Jesus. He's able to set you free. If you call on him, if you confess to him, if you invite him into your heart, he will deliver you. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.